All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You're watching Oilers Nation every day with Tyler Yaremchuk. Your one-stop shop for all things Oilers.
Okay, I'll catch you up on everything I just said. I made a joke about the Oilers playing Utah tonight. I made a joke about the Oilers stealing 2 points like their Shohei's translator, Ipe Mizuhara. Live from the Sports Closet studio, live on the Oilers Nation YouTube. There you go.
We laughed about it.
Yeah, we laughed. So welcome into the show. I'm back. Hope you all missed me yesterday on the program. Liam, how was the show?
Show was good yesterday. BM was on. We played the flag game.
Ah, damn it. I like the flag game.
Pull up. Maybe we'll pull up a flag for you. You can guess it. I went 5 for 5.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently he was dialed in. All right. We'll do a flag 7.
I got him right here if you want him.
Put one up for Jay. One flag up for Jay.
Okay. I'm going to go with.
Shit. A lot of pressure now.
Oh, I know that one.
The clue I gave is they used to have a different flag.
No, it's not Turkey.
It's
Iran?
It's a Bajan of some variety, isn't it? Like a Turkmenistan or...
No.
Shit.
It's not. No. Not any
Libya?
It is Libya. Thank that you. Flag used to be just green.
Really?
Yes, just
blank green.
So
just
I got green. It.
You did get it.
Thank you.
Yeah, you definitely didn't just one read the one, people folks. In the chat who were getting
it. I actually did not.
Sherwood Ford Giant Game Day edition of the show brought to you by Sherwood Ford the Giant and their fantastic service department, including the mobile service van. I have a couple things I need done from the mobile service van.
Okay.
So on today's edition of Tyler using an ad read to plug things he needs. Nation Truck needs an oil change.
Non-wedding related, too.
Non-wedding related, yeah. Did we tell you about the fence? We don't need to get into it. Nation Truck needs an oil change, and my left signal is blinking really fast. I think that means it's about to die out, right?
No, that means it's dead.
That means one has died out.
Oh, like no one's seeing me when I turn.
Yeah.
No.
Ooh, that sucks.
They can't see you while you're turning.
Either. That would explain. Oh, man.
Especially in like.
Are you getting honked at a lot?
The other day I was driving on the Hyundai and someone just laid on the horn to me. And
you
I was like,
stick out your hand to either do the right turn, turn.
Yeah. Well, no, because now my brain's all messed up. And I'm sure you got this bit from driving the Nation truck. Whenever someone honks at me, I think it's a 50% chance they're waving to say hello. So I thought someone was just laying on the horn to be like, go Oilers. I apologize to that guy.
Definitely not a good luck in the Nation truck.
No, not a great look.
All of us.
If you see me driving in the Nation truck and it looks like I'm just swerving around aimlessly, it's It's just my signal.
Yeah, just be cautioned. Tyler might turn into you.
Yeah.
Unannounced.
You should get that fixed.
It is my left one too, so not great. We're going to get that sorted. Tyler waving happily at people he cuts off in traffic. It's pretty much what my life's been like, I guess, for the last 48 hours. I need to get that sorted. I can probably do that myself though, right?
Yeah, that should be a simple fix.
Shouldn't be that hard to do. We'll figure it out. Anyways, Oilers taking on the Coyotes tonight. Edmonton on a 3-game winning streak. And this is a Coyotes team that helped out the Oilers the other day, like, taking a point away from the Canucks.
Yeah, but they should have took all the points from the Canucks.
They should have.
I know.
That's the problem. They have good offense, but no defense.
Yeah, and we'll touch on that in a second when it comes to the Coyotes in our game notes. But now the Oilers, 4 points back of the Vancouver Canucks with 2 games in hand and the big head-to-head matchup tomorrow looming. So you win your head-to-head, or you win your games in hand, perfect, and then you actually would just need to beat the Canucks in any fashion tomorrow night. Because you can now win in overtime because you're only four back. But
they have the tiebreaker. Like, we got to jump them.
Yeah, yeah. So if you win your games in hand and then beat them in OT or shootout, you're jumping them. So giddy up.
Does it go down to head-to-head matchup or regulation win matchup?
Regulation wins.
Gotcha. So interesting. Yeah, tomorrow's huge. I'm curious about McDavid. Obviously, that's the big one, right? He's not going to play tonight. But tomorrow, I don't think it's like out of the question, especially if they win tonight.
Okay, we're going to crush together then a couple of segments here. We'll start with our lineup report for our friends over at Service Credit Union. We are getting to the end of the Service Big Share Contest. There's only 1 month left. Don't miss this chance to win $1 million. Here are a quick few ways you can do it. You can save in a daily banking account, fast track your savings with a high yield savings account, take advantage of GICs, TFSAs, RRSPs for short and long-term goals, and every $500 saved gets you 5 entries into the Service Big Share Contest. Contest ends April 30th, 2024. Skill test required for rules. Visit service.ca/win. Connor McDavid, he is taking a personal day.
Yes, he is taking a personal
day. He's doing every.
I guess we can call it that.
He's the boss.
He is the boss. I like how they're basically like, you tell us, Connor, what are you going to do?
Yeah,
I mean, comes out with a quote today of being like, I won't go tonight.
We'll see about tomorrow. We're going day by day, added Connor McDavid. He added, this was a combination of a nagging injury and aggravating it in Calgary. He's confident it won't linger. He will not rush back. Also adds, he hates sitting out and wants to play. If you saw the videos of him today at skate, I know Gene sent out one. I think Tony sent out another one. He looks amazing. Whenever you see Connor McDavid doing any drill, it's such a great reminder of how fast, because sometimes in an NHL game, when everything's moving fast, I feel like it makes him look a little slower. Well, if that makes any sense. When you see him just going one-on-one against like a little dummy and stick handling, it's like, holy shit, that's crazy.
Yeah. I think there's a couple, like that goal Nathan McKinnon scored the other day. That was crazy.
That was nuts.
He like McKinnon, definitely with how he moves his body, makes it look like he's going fast.
Yeah, that's true.
His like, whole body, he gallops, right? He's trucking and he's got everything going. And it's like, well, that guy is pumping the speed.
Where McDavid is a bit more finesse, I guess.
Just, say. All sex.
interesting line.
The Oilers.
New Nation Gear shirt.
All sex.
Thoughts?
The Oilers would have to win out to have in regulation to have more wins than the Canucks in regulation this season. Canucks have 42, the Oilers have 38. So basically, if you want to get past the Canucks, there's no tiebreakers in the Oilers.
You're 4.5 points back is how you have to look at it, not 4. Because you got to clear them.
Yeah, sure.
Got to clear them. Got to jump them.
A lot of people saying, where is Christopher Palmer? He was supposed to be coaching. He had a personal thing pop up. We're rescheduling with Christopher Palmer. Okay. We were supposed to take him out for lunch today and all that. But we'll reschedule with Chris. Yeah. We'll make it work.
Well, that's good because I would have... I have a lunch meeting after this. I would have been double booked.
Yeah.
We would classic J.
Christopher Palmer would have just been sitting in on your business meeting.
You know what?
Use him as an advisor.
Could have helped.
Yeah. All right.
Although I did have the donair sandwich yesterday from Dog Facts.
Yes.
What, is that what it's called? It's just a baker sandwich, right?
Well, the baker sandwich is just something that lives on the menu.
Gotcha.
And it changes every month what it is.
Oh, so at the end of April.
So it's always on the menu as Baker Sandwich.
Yes.
So this month's Baker Sandwich is a donair sandwich.
It was amazing. I might get it today.
Again?
Well, I was supposed to have lunch. William. So I didn't make one.
Just quickly back to the lineup report for our friends at Service. Another quick note today from Skate. Cody Ceci did not skate. Troy Stetcher took his spot alongside Darnell Nurse. Stetcher revenge game. And I also believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Liam, Calvin Pickard in the starter's crease.
Correct. Yeah, they also, like, So Pickett and Stetcher led the stretches. Did Pickett play for Arizona?
No.
I thought that was interesting because usually it's just those guys, isn't it? Like if you're playing a former team.
Yeah. They'll find a handful of different ways.
But yeah, maybe Sketch will be in that.
Sketchers.
Pickett in that.
Oh, he did play for the Oats. Sorry. Six games. Yep.
And then Stu tomorrow. I would honestly play Stu the next two because then you have the back-to-back against Arizona and Colorado again to end the season. So you just play those two. So, and also you don't want Stu, you want him to, he's in rhythm, but to get a couple of games in before back-to-back games.
Absolutely. So there you go. Those are your lineup notes for tonight, brought to you by Service Credit Union. As we said, Connor McDavid will not be in the lineup tonight for the Oilers. And he spoke about that a little bit earlier. Let's get into Sounds of the Oil presented by the Snow Valley Aerial Park and the Rainbow Valley Campground. The Aerial Park opens up on May 31st. It's family fun all summer long. And it's not just the Aerial Tower. It's the White Mud Creek Mining Company, Target Golf, and the all new mini golf. Find it all at the Snow Valley Aerial Park or make it a weekend. Stay around for a bit at the Rainbow Valley Campground. Online bookings opening soon, rainbow-valley.com. Liam, what's our Sounds of the Oil today?
Sounds of the Oil is Connor McDavid from practice. He was talking about obviously not being in the lineup. Mm-hmm. He also spoke about not being in the lineup against Vegas and how the team performed and just how he's feeling in general.
I feel good. Ability. I feel good. Probably won't go tonight, but I'm feeling good.
The 5-7, the back to back. How much does that play into it? Or if you guys weren't even playing until Sunday, would tonight not be an option?
What was the math there?
5 games in 7 days.
Okay.
Back to back. Does that come into it, or is this just more of all about you two?
Just want to feel. I want to feel good. I want to feel at my best, and that's not. That's not the case tonight.
We know that rest isn't something that you generally look for each year. It's about being healthy. Is it always hard to, you know, to make maybe a big picture decision versus, you know, in the moment wanting to help out?
I never want to miss games. I really don't. It's frustrating. At the end of the day, we're after bigger things here. You know, and being healthy, everyone being healthy is priority number one.
Does it make it a bit easier when you watch your team play as well as you did two nights ago?
Yeah, it was great. I thought they played really, really, really well. Solid, in control the whole night. There was no stressful moments, so it was great.
Hurt and Albertan is in and says, did he wince in the interview? Sounds like he, or looks like he winced a bit.
No,
let's dissect it.
Did they interview him right after he did like a massive stop and start session?
Mm-hmm. He did sound like
give the guy a chance to catch his breath.
I don't know.
That's why he's like trying to get his breath. And Gregor's asking him, obviously, well, and I'm, like, you know, Gregor loves his like crazy stats, and that's not a crazy stat question he had. But anyway, it's a crazy stat question nonetheless. Mm-hmm. And he's breathing so much he can't like understand what's being said.
It is sad that Connor McDavid won't get to chase down the Hart Trophy or the Art Ross Trophy or anything like
that. He's got an excuse at least. So I think mentally he needs that.
Yeah.
But I know it's chewing him up inside.
Yeah. And I do think, you know, maybe a little bit of a, if you want to call it a sign of maturity, that he's willing to sit there and say, hey, you know what? I'm at 80% right now, 85%. I'm not playing until I'm 95 or 100%.
Bigger thing.
The only thing that's actually going to be annoying is if Kucherov tomorrow gets 2 assists before McDavid returns. And Connor would not be the fourth player to ever get 100 assists. He'll be the fifth.
Yep. That's happening.
Yeah, whatever.
It's happening.
That'll upset me a little.
Gets a, like, he's a point machine.
Who do they play tomorrow?
Tomorrow, the Bolts take on
Washington in Washington.
You answered your own question. And Washington's playing for their lives. Do your own research. Yeah.
Yeah, they are playing.
Anyways, so no Connor McDavid tonight against the Oats. You just heard him there talking about it a little bit. Honestly, though, like if you can beat Vegas the way you beat Vegas without Connor McDavid, no concern about tonight and the Arizona Coyotes. Like
Vegas was depleted.
Yeah, sure.
Just to some context, but yes, it is the Arizona Coyotes or the Utah Grizzlies, as you like to call them.
However you want to refer to them as. Yeah, we did get a note here from Mark Spector, Bill Armstrong, Yotes GM, flying into Edmonton to address his team later on today. The players, I believe, are expected to be made available to the media as well. So, yeah, that's certainly an interesting
deal. You like skiing?
You can ski in Arizona. Got to drive like an hour north, yeah?
Like real, not real snow.
Yeah, I can believe it.
Yeah, real snow. There's mountains.
We flew in, I saw snow on mountains.
Yeah, trust me. Anyways, there's no, I mean, like, there's no ski team at ASU.
Tyler Uremchuk, yeah. Reporting for duty.
So anyways, wanted to pass along that note. You talked about Vegas being depleted. Before we get to our guy, Luke Gazdick, in a bit, let's talk about this piece of news that came down today. Convenient. Vegas announces Mark Stone is cleared to practice. We'll be at morning skate in a non-contact jersey. I'm hearing usually with spleen injuries from when you return to practice until when you play, about a week. So
eight days, I hear.
Yeah, 8 days. That's convenient. That's really convenient if you're the Vegas Golden Knights.
So they practiced already, and it was just a video, and he looked fine. Went right through a door. Like, literally, like, leaned right into a door and just, like, put a lot of pressure on that door.
Well, on the spleen side?
I would assume, yes. Like, this is a joke.
So I was one of the...
Even Frank tweeted today, being like, I reported it was going to be second round or whatever. It's like, this is stupid. Paraphrasing.
Yeah.
But along those lines, like, it makes the league look like such a joke. And they've done it to themselves.
I was one of the people who, when they were acquiring Hurdle and doing that stuff at the deadline, and people were like, they're just doing the Stone thing. I was like, okay. Like, a spleen sounds very serious.
Yeah.
It is very serious. And I had heard the reports from Frank.
Ruptured.
Yeah, I'd heard the reports from Frank that, hey, it's second round, it's maybe conference finals if they can get this guy back. And I was kind of like, let's lay off the hate here. They haven't done anything wrong yet. This is bullshit. That's grade A bullshit. That is pure Alberta beef bullshit. I don't know. Just go.
How dare you sully Alberta beef nonsense. Like that? It's
yeah.
Maybe Alberta spleen?
Alberta spleen.
Maybe?
I was giving him the benefit of the doubt too, but now it's like, a week before, your team's on a three or four game losing streak. Yep. You've looked terrible.
Yep.
Now all of a sudden your best player is like, oh, I can.
Stone drives that team. Oh, he drives easily. That team, and it is quite evident when he's out of the lineup. And for all this crap to happen and to see that he is likely almost certainly a game one starter. I was trying to not let this actually be a real thing. Like, no, it's not. They're not being able, but like, who are we kidding, man?
That's not coincidence.
This is Alberta beef bullshit.
Thank you. It rolls off the tongue. Perfect timing for Mark Stone.
I saw it and I yelled the F word very loud.
Right here.
Right here. It's probably why it's my daughter's third favorite word.
Is that actually a thing you're dealing with right now?
She properly uses it too, which I'm very
straight
proud
F-bomb
of.
At like 2.5.
I just turned 2 yesterday.
Just turned 2. Happy birthday, Crawford.
She properly, she'll drop something or whatever, and she'll be like, ah. I'm like proud of her. But
anyone who listens knows
if she heard this news, she would drop an F-bomb too.
Yeah. Because she's also a passionate Oilers fan.
And a passionate Hunter fan.
Who might be missing.
No, found.
We found. Okay. Hunter's good. yeah, this Stone thing is just nonsense. Very frustrating. And it makes me kind of view this seeding race, if we want to call it that, a little bit differently. I don't want to play Vegas, man. I don't want to play a Vegas team that has Mark Stone in it. And Hurdle.
Well,
and
Hannafin.
And.
You're going to have to at some point.
Well,
that's true. They could cross over. They could be Dallas's problem.
They could
start, which that's a really good matchup to slay that dragon.
Yep.
Dallas is going to be scary. Let's just be
best case scenario. And you know what? Maybe we'll even get our guest take on this in a bit here, but best case scenario for me is Oilers finish. I'll say Oilers finishes 2, get LA in round 1, but Vegas catches Nashville. No, we want Vegas.
Nashville there. We want Vancouver to lose to Nashville.
Yeah.
And us play Nashville and dry get 400 points in that series.
If it were to end like this, it's one side of the bracket is Dallas, Winnipeg, Colorado, Vegas. The other side is Vancouver, Edmonton, LA, Nashville, which sounds pretty good.
Right. Because if Nashville, if Dallas can dethrone Nashville, then that's, how would that work?
If Dallas could,
because then they would play winner of,
because it's a straight bracket. It's no reseeding.
Yeah, so they would play. Dallas plays, if they beat Vegas, they play the winner of Jets Avalanche.
Correct.
That is already set.
Yeah,
and if Predators are able to beat the Canucks and Edmonton beat the Kings, we would automatically play the Preds.
Correct.
That is a scenario we're chasing. Like Vegas, level. I don't know. I don't know if Vegas can. They got a game in hand, but Stone's not playing for them yet. They're still kind of sliding. But you know they don't.
But they have to win
Dallas.
That game in hand and then some.
You know they don't want to play Dallas, so they're going to try.
Yep.
but they don't have Stone yet.
All right, let's get into the Star Mechanical guest line for the day. It's Edmonton's number one plumbing and heating company. You can find out more about them online at starmechanical.ca. Residential, commercial, they got it covered, and they've been coming through for Edmontonians for more than 20 years. Let's bring in the former Oilers Sportsnet analyst, host of the Mitts Off podcast, Luke Gazdig. Luke, what's going on, man? Happy Friday.
What's up, boys? How are we doing?
We're living good.
Well, we're pissed.
I was going to say,
pissed about Mark Stone. That's bullshit.
You guys want me to get into it really? I was listening to her before I got on here.
May as well.
What do you think, man?
Give me Vegas early. Give me Vegas round one. I don't know why. I don't understand why this would be such a hot take or tie. You don't want it. They got five guys hurt right now. So you're mixing all these guys back into the lineup. It's going to be Stone's first games playing in a while. Conditioning, getting back into it after 2 months is not an easy thing to get straight back into games. Hill looks like a different goaltender after missing 2 months of hockey. The Oilers are on an absolute heater at home. You'll have home ice to start the series. Why not take Vegas right away when they're at their lowest point? They're only going to get better and better as the playoffs go on. Every game that they play, they're going to get better and better. And I just think you're going to get, I don't want to say the worst version of them. It's still a very good hockey team, but you're getting the worst version of Vegas in round one. I also think it's a huge motivator for them. If Edmonton comes in and has the ability to beat them in the first round, I don't want to say smooth sailing after that, but the confidence that you're going to get pick up about beating the Stanley Cup champions right away, I don't see why you wouldn't, to be honest. I just think even Tomas Hertl, like the other night, gets his first assist in his first game, but he doesn't look like the same Tomas Hertl. He's just going to get better and better as he gets used to the systems and used to his line mates. I want him early. Slay the dragon early.
Well, but the reality is I don't think they'll be able to jump LA.
Yeah, I don't think so, but I'm just spouting on who you're going to play. It's mostly because I probably just don't want to see LA for the third time in a row.
Well,
and then I don't know, they'd have to jump. And even if what they win the final five and pass Vancouver, it's probably going to be Nashville. I'm just saying that I want Vegas as early as possible in the playoffs, just because I think they're going to get better as it goes along.
Handful of people in the chat agreeing with you. The thing I'll push back on is Stone did this whole thing last year, came in and played good in the first round, but you made a great point on Aiden Hill. He has come not just crashing back to earth, he's come crashing below earth. Like, he's been brutal now for 6 weeks. Like, they don't have goaltending. So if Hill doesn't turn it around, I don't think there's anyone Vegas can beat in the first round just on the Hill factor alone. He was huge for them last year.
Yeah, and I mean, they have Logan Thompson too, who can play some games, but Hill's their guy. Like, Hill's the one they want to lean on, and I think the players probably feel most comfortable playing in front of. I'm not taking anything away from them. It's still a really good hockey team. Once they get all those guys back, like that roster that they had on Wednesday in Edmonton doesn't look anything like it's going to look like in game one for them in the playoffs. Like, Petro, I didn't realize how much guys like that meant to their roster. Stevenson, Petro, even Roy Carrier is like a huge part of their bottom six. And it's going to be a different lineup, but might as well slay the dragon at some point.
Yep. The Oilers came out, looked good without Connor McDavid against that Golden Knights team. What did you make of their effort? And do you think there is a little bit of it? Like, they went out without 97 and beat the Golden Knights the way they did. Could that be like a source of confidence for the rest of the group?
Yeah, held them to 18 shots. I think they had four grade A scoring chances. Vegas did. Just a good, complete team game. It can be tough playing without your captain and your go-to guy. I'm not going to lie. Just even mentally getting ready in the dressing room before and not having him around is something in the back of your mind. But I thought the Holloway line played an unreal with Pears and McLeod. And listen, I've talked about Holloway a little bit here too. This is an interesting one because he probably falls out of the lineup after Connor comes back, but it's not easy to do what he's doing. And I didn't do the exact same thing, but getting called up and sent down, you go down, a guy like Dylan will play, call it 20 minutes a night. special teams, first power play, and you come back up and you're in more of a checking role. You're not going to get those special teams. You're not really getting those critical minutes. And it can be a tough adjustment for a lot of guys. I've seen dozens over my career that play top minutes in the American League and they go up in a different role in the NHL and they just cannot make that switch and they can't make that transition. And I thought he looked great on Wednesday. His legs were going, maybe their best forward just in terms of all over the ice, keeping it simple, driving the net. It's an interesting one for them because, like I said, he probably falls out of the lineup depending on how Knobs wants to play it, depending on who their opponent is. But I thought he played great. And like I said, I thought the entire team, I had a coach. It was actually Glenn Gullitson. Now that I think about it, he was my coach, my first 2 years pro, who never liked to take anything away from the team when you won. So I try not to do that. You're not like, hey, well, they had five starters missing and Hill didn't look great. Like a win's a win. You still got to get the job done on your end. And I think they did a great job with that.
It just, with the idea of Holloway having to come out, I do think that's likely what's going to happen. But I don't know. I watched the way he played last game. I look at him as a former first-round pick who goes down the American League and scores. I see a player who's gotten a lot more confident with the puck on his stick throughout the course of this season. And I get Janmark helps you on the PK. And I get he's a high-floor kind of player who doesn't make mistakes. I would just be really tempted if I was Chris Knobloch to play Dylan Holloway over a guy like Janmark game one of the playoffs because of what he can do for you at 5-on-5. He's a guy who can actually push the river a little bit. Do you think Holloway could succeed when Connor comes back in a fourth line role, or do you think he's someone who needs to be playing with a McLeod or Perry in a top nine role?
That's the challenging part. And for me, a lot of it depends on the opponent. I think he will get playoff games. I just don't think he starts, especially if it's LA. I look at LA, I think of Vegas is a better matchup for a guy like Matias. Further on in the playoffs, a team like Vancouver or early, a team like Nashville better suits Dylan. Teams that want to play north-south, teams that want to play that track meet type style hockey where it's more based off speed and aggression. I have a lot of time for Matias and I understand there's some pushback from Oiler fans, but I have a lot of time for Matias Janmark. He makes a lot of small, good plays on the ice. You want a guy to block some huge shots in big moments of games, wear and tear, physicality. He's all in. And I think he's just your prototypical fourth line guy that can get a job done and, not make too many noticeable mistakes. But it's a good option to have guys outside your lineup that are pushing healthy competition. Like, you know, guys that are on that bottom six, call it the fourth line. You know, at this point in the year, like you're trying to reserve your playoff spot. Like you don't want to be starting the playoffs on the outside looking in. So even if a guy like Dylan's there to give everyone a push and make sure everyone's going to the top of their game, that's a good thing. And for Knobs to look outside his lineup and know that he can throw in a young, healthy, energetic forward at any point, it's a good quality to have.
What do you make of this Arizona group? They've actually got quite a few good young players. We saw Dylan Gunther the other day get 4 points. What do you make of them? Do you think they could be a threat to beat Edmonton tonight, I suppose, after that big win the other day?
They're just pesky. They're one of those teams that if you just let them hang around, they know how to score. They put up, six against Vegas in the third the other day. Obviously, the overtime winner versus Vancouver a couple nights ago. Pesky. They stay in games, and if you let them hang around, they will. But I don't see them as too much of a threat. This is a game from start to finish. Talked about how good Edmonton's been on home ice. This is a game where when they come out, you don't even give them a sniff. That's something we used to say in the dressing room all the time was don't even let them have a feeling or thought that they're in this hockey game from start to finish, get an early goal and kind of attack it from there. I feel for those guys right now on the other side too. You know, knowing that their future's up in the air and not even really knowing officially what's going on. I heard that too, that Bill Armstrong's flying out to tell them what's going on. This whole thing is just an absolute gong show. So they're just playing for pride. And, you know, there's guys playing for personal milestones and personal motivation and contracts next year. Like, there's no easy games in the NHL. But this should be a start to finish 60-minute quality effort from the Oil that I think a lot of us are hoping to see.
Yeah, they'll be loose.
Should be. Question and thoughts just as, you know, we gear up for playoffs and, you know, roster deployment, like thoughts on how we should use Carrick going into the playoffs.
Oh, yep, man.
Everyday guy,
you guys.
You know how I feel about Sammy. I mean, I've been pretty
aligned with you. That's why I wanted to ask you.
Oh, man. Listen, I like what Derek Ryan brings to the table, but from here on in, I think Sammy should be playing every game. He's only going to get better as we go along here. And I did it my whole career. I am not trying to paint myself in a lineup that was approaching a massive playoff run and taking a lot of responsibility playing fourth line center, but going in and out of the lineup is extremely tough to do. It's not a fun position. It's tough to get in a rhythm. It's tough to find chemistry with the guys that you're playing with. And I just think the type of hockey that's being played this late in the year and that they're going to eventually play into the playoffs here is Sammy Carrick hockey. I think he's still getting used to probably the foot speed. I know he played in the West, but was not playing at the same caliber that the Oilers do. But he is a guy that I think you guys probably like already and a lot of Oiler fans like already, but will like even more as we go on here. He's going to win huge faceoffs for you. Another guy like Janmark that I talked about that'll block any shot within his vicinity. And I'm calling that he's going to chip in with a couple huge goals at some point, just because that's the type of player he was when I played with him. He's a guy you could always count on, always depend on, quiet. Carried a big stick though, and just someone that from here on in, every time I see him not in the starting lineup on X or wherever, whoever puts it out, I always kind of have a little bit of a head shake just because I'm a big fan of his.
Before we let you go, I wanted to get your thoughts on what's going on out east. We kind of said for basically the last month, like, hey, if one team can just go win like 8 of 10, they're going to get in the playoffs because it was an absolute pillow fight. The Islanders won 6 in a row. Sidney Crosby has willed the Penguins to a 7-0-3 record in their last 10. Who do you think gets in out of that group of Pitt, New York, Washington, and Detroit?
I want to say Pitt and the Islanders. I'll give it to the Islanders. I don't want to say the Islanders are a guarantee, but the way Sorokin and Varlamov are playing right now, they might even win a first round. I don't want to go that far, but those two goalies are a nightmare to play against. It's a wild card spot that I think is still up for grabs. My heart pick says Pitt just because of how well Sid's played. He's my favorite player ever, was to watch when I was growing up playing against. Like, what he's been able to do in the last couple months is special. But if you look at the remaining strength of schedules, Detroit's got Toronto in Toronto on Saturday, and then a back-to-back or two more against Montreal. And it's probably the easiest. Pittsburgh has Boston, Nashville, and the Islanders. I don't like that for Pittsburgh. I know they're playing good hockey. Kudos to what Washington and Philly have done. I did not even count them in this conversation, but those are my two. It's Pitt and Detroit. And depending on how Detroit does on Saturday here in Toronto, they could squeak in. But I would really love to see Sid have another go at it because I think he's earned it.
Crazy thing about like the Pittsburgh schedule, they're almost going to be, I think, rooting for the Islanders the next couple of nights so that the Islanders have nothing to play for on that Wednesday. And maybe you end up getting a couple of guys rested up. Also, you talked about the way the goalies are playing out on Long Island. If it is a Islanders Hurricanes first round, I think Betway is setting the over under at 3.5 for those games. With the way Freddie Anderson's going, like, those games are all ending 2-1 or 1-0.
Low vet hockey, baby. That's what that's going to be.
Enjoy the two games this weekend, Luke. Thanks for hopping on, man.
Yeah, go oil.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
There you go. Yeah. Luke Gazdick on the Star Mechanical guest line, Edmonton's number one plumbing and heating company. Check them out online, starmechanical.ca. You just wanted to ask him about Carrick to have your opinion validated a bit. You wanted that backup to...
He's actually injured.
What's that?
Carrick won't play tonight.
Yeah, I'm not worried about tonight.
No, I know. I'm done with the playoffs.
Sometimes I have opinions.
He will be a better playoff
guy. I'm not right all the time, but when I got Luke back checking for me, that's validating.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say something crazy that neither of you will agree with me about?
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
I think the New York Islanders could go to the Stanley Cup final.
All right. Liam's done.
I really do.
They can goalie. They got the goalies.
That goalies are good. I know Mayfield's going to be out, I think, right?
He had surgery.
But that blue line's good. A forward group is just a mixture of everything, right? Like, they don't have a superstar, but you go up against Carolina. Yes, they have a better forward group, I would say, but like, there's not much difference between the two of them in terms of like their blue line is both really good. They both have good goalies. Obviously the advantage would be Carolina because our offense
Buddy, the blue
is
lines are night and day.
But I think the Canes have a better blue line.
In the sense of I do too, but they both have good, reliable blue lines.
But it just goes back to goaltending. If your goalie is standing on your head, Varlamov has proved it. Sorokin obviously has it, but he's been struggling, but he has it. Like, I can see them upsetting.
I just think, too, the way Carolina plays with that man-to-man stuff, like, it's crazy. But we've spoken all year how, like, the East is weak, all this stuff. It's like, why couldn't the Islanders do it? They come out of absolutely nowhere.
They're hot. They got momentum. Perfect time. I would say... They are definitely in a good position to upset. They're putting themselves in a good position to upset.
Maybe I'm a bit too eager, but I can see them like Eastern Finals.
Man, they just don't. It's realistic, but they'd have to go through the Rangers.
They would play Carolina first round. And what would it be?
Be the Rangers. If Rangers.
I was just wondering if Pittsburgh, New York. Oh no, sorry. Yeah. Pittsburgh, New York.
Oh, if they dropped a wild card.
I'm just wondering what that side of the bracket would be. No, so the Rangers would play Pittsburgh in the first round, is what I'm getting.
Oh, sorry.
They would play the winner.
I thought you were working out all scenarios for the Islanders.
Oh no. So I don't know. I don't think it's crazy. The East is gonna beat itself up because the top teams are gonna have to play each other in the second round.
Well, that's the same can be said for the West.
But the West is 8 good teams. Mm-hmm. I think the East is probably 6, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that crazy. I'm a little crazy.
But yeah, not that. No, that's a lot.
The Stanley Cup Finals.
I don't think it's like
crazy. Like it's it. I Eastern Conference Finals. I can see.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
I don't think they could be. Let's say they were to hypothetically run into the Bolts in round two, and Tampa Bay pulls off an upset. I don't think this forward group is beating the
Which
Bolts.
Is funny to even say. Like Tampa's just a sleeping dragon right now.
You think that can win the Stanley Cup?
No, I don't. I said they could get to the Stanley.
They have Casey Cizikas on the top line.
I don't know. I'm not counting them out.
I am.
Mean, it's a long shot for sure, but like, I would not be shocked.
They got a lot of good vets, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like
guys who have been,
Clutterbuck is going to, he's going to blow up 3 guys in their first series Anders Lee. Jeez, the quads on that guy.
And they do hand out they do hand out the Stanley Cup based on quad size, so significant.
Well, Bedard's winning the Calder because of his quads.
All right, let's cruise along. Let's get back into tonight's matchup between the Oilers and Coyotes and get into our game notes. It's brought to you by DuraGuard Fencing. You can check them out online by heading to DuraGuardFence.ca. If you're looking for a trusted professional fence company in Alberta that can do it all, you can count on DuraGuard. For 37 years, they've been offering manufacturing, installing, repair services, as well as a whole range of do-it-yourself solutions.
Ooh.
That might be my play.
Do it yourself to fix my fence.
I need some new fence, and I'm just going to call them to do it because I trust them.
You're in the market for fence in the fence game, too.
I will be. I'm taking down fence to allow for some landscaping work to be... go down and then need new fence to replace.
Aaron, do we have the picture of my fence?
I'm getting it right now.
All right. I'm running into some fence issues right now. So I'm going to be hitting up DuraGuard. Classic.
Let's see the photo.
Yeah, Aaron has to pull it up. You can request a quote, which I've done, by heading to DuraGuardFence.ca. Expert advice and more with DuraGuard. All right, here are your game notes for tonight's matchup against the Yotes. Since March 1st, so over the last 6 weeks here, the Coyotes are 17th in the league in points percentage. What's interesting, and you touched on this earlier, Liam, they are 5th in goals for per game in that span, 23rd in goals against per game. In total, their games are averaging 7 goals per game on both sides.
Sorry, what was it?
You take the goals for, goals against, add them together. It's 7.05 total goals per game. So anyways, 5th in goals, 23rd in goals against. The Oilers in that span have the 3rd best goals against and they're 4th in goals for per game. So Edmonton's been defending well, keeping pucks out of their net. Arizona has been scoring a ton and really not doing a lot else. Who's been driving that offense? Well, they have 2 guys sitting above a point per game since March 1st. It's Nick Schmaltz and Clayton Keller. But I think, Liam, you'll agree with me on this. 2 guys to keep an eye on. Dylan Gunther's got 9 goals in his last 20. Logan Cooley's got 10 goals in his last 20 as well. They got some good young talent.
B-Jugs.
Yeah. B-Jugs also has...
snipe on us.
He has 9 in his last 17.
He's hot.
Josh Doan as well.
Josh Doan.
A couple in his first game.
That's cool.
6 points in his first 8 games.
He's hot.
Yeah. Done a good job. Yeah, they got an exciting group. I said this yesterday, actually. If Utah does get this team, it's a lot different than what the expansion teams got, right? Where it's like, what did Vegas call themselves?
Yeah.
The Misfits? Like, they're getting a group of really young players who are going to grow together. Like, Clayton Keller is one of my favorite players in the league. To show how underrated he is, he never gets put on the underrated list.
He's so underrated. He's under the radar.
Underrated?
Yeah.
Or is he overrated?
He's underrated. He has this.
But is he so under? He's over. At some point, it's got to come around.
No, I don't. Because I think those guys are like Barkov and Aho.
Yeah.
Barkov can't be underrated if we say he's underrated for 10 years in a row.
That's what he's saying.
Like Aho.
Like Aho.
So I think Keller is
Aho is properly rated.
But everyone says he's underrated.
But it's the thing that like
properly rated.
Casual fans love to go be like, oh, these guys are underrated. It's like, no, they're not underrated. Everyone knows how good they are.
The best player on that team.
Yeah.
They can't be underrated.
Okay. Well, Gensel's the best player on his team now.
You mentioned if this move ends up working out. I'm looking at the picks the Coyotes have in the next 3 years. They have all their first rounders the next 3 years. In the next 3 drafts, they have 10 second round picks and 7 third round picks. I think what will happen is
they're going to move fast. They're going to go to Utah. They're going to be in the cup finals within 2 years.
I think they're just going to take in the next 2 drafts alone, they have 7 second rounders. I could see them trading like 5 of them this summer trying to load up and make this team good. You know, a new owner won't want to be patient and be like, we'll sit through a couple of tough years and we'll eventually get good. No, he'll want to see them giddy up and get going. And
they can still build through the draft. That's it. That's what's so funny.
And they have a zillion dollars in cap space and they'll probably stop doing all the LTIR nonsense and spend it.
Yeah, is Pavel Datsyuk still on the books?
Currently on the LTIR, they have Jakub Voracek, Shea Weber, Brian Little, and Travis Boyd, the only one of the 3 to play a game for the Arizona Coyotes. The four. And then they also have Zach Cassian and Patrick Nemeth on that buyout history. And also dead cap and Oliver Ekman-Larsson.
It's a lot of dead money.
Forever, yeah.
Forever. Yeah, that's a
small amount, but forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's only paying $20,000 this year and 32.
Still a nice chunk of change for most people.
Yes. It'll get you out of a jam or two.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
Unless you're Ipe, then it's just not even close. Should I stop making jokes about that? Maybe.
Is this Dylan Gunther's first game back in Edmonton?
No. Wouldn't he have played last year?
I don't remember.
Ooh, bet on him to score.
If
only there was a way to find out.
Bet on him to score. I'm betting on him.
He was a good oil king. He was a great oil king, I should say.
Great oil king.
I am betting on him to score.
They should have won three.
This is their first
NHL championship.
They should have. COVID really screwed them over.
It was tough.
Dylan Gunther played last December, December 7th in Edmonton.
In Edmonton.
Played 15 minutes, 24 seconds, had a stat line of 0-0-0-0-0.
His anytime goal odds aren't that good.
Oh, what is it?
Plus 275.
Yeah.
Is that worth it? Well, I guess if it's going to pay, screw it, right?
Yeah.
Am I right?
There you go. Those are our game notes brought to you by DuraGuard. If your fence looks like this, you should go to DuraGuard and get that fixed up. Yeah, it's not even No, it's not my fault.
Are you going to go halfers with your neighbor?
I don't think that's part of the problem. I don't think they really care. There was up until like middle of the way last summer, they just had like tires and metal rods leaning on it, pushing it over. It was like falling. I had to reinforce it with that cinder block
at the base,
so it wouldn't fall over. Anyways, shout out to DuraGuard. I'm going to be hitting them up right away here to get that fence nice and fixed up. One
thing I don't know if we mentioned, Jugs is out tonight.
No big Jugs?
No Jugs out, upper body.
Okay.
Oh, that's sort of his first game back. We haven't played him at home, right?
Yeah, we haven't played him at home yet this year. All right. Let's keep continuing along. Jay, you talked about the odds over on Betway, so why not get to the Betway Game Day Betting Challenge? With Betway, you can get a free bet up to $200. If your first bet loses, create a new account by scanning the QR code that is on your screen right now and redeem your bonus. Then you place a bet with no minimum amount required, and if the bet loses, you will get a refund up to $200. You can use that money to bet on your favorite sports. Shout out to Betway. There's the QR code. Why not go get yourself a free bet if your first bet loses? The Betway Game Day Betting Challenge coming down to the end here. We will have tonight and we will have a couple of games next week. And
I'm only going for big dogs now.
All right,
big-ish dogs.
Jay, what do you got?
I've got oil money line over 7.5. Because for a few reasons. We don't have Connor McDavid.
Okay.
That's for one. And I know that doesn't make sense because he provides offense. But I feel like for us to win this game with McDavid out, Pickard in, Pickard's going to do his job. Coyotes' ability, as we can call them, the Grizzlies' ability to score. This is just going to be, like, to me, this is like a 5-3 game.
Yeah, I can see
like,
that.
Drysdale is going to show up. We're going to like, it's just going to be an absolute bloodbath, like blow for blow type game. And this is going to be massively entertaining because of all the goals. So this money line over 7.5, 4.1-1. Thank you.
For the sake of the challenge, I hope that misses. For the sake of me tailing you on that, I hope it hits because I think I'm going to throw in with that as well. I'm going to Drysdale 2+ points +115. Nice and easy. Probably could have thrown away those money line and juiced it up.
I'm never coming for Liam, but coming for second place.
Yeah, why did I not throw? Anyways, Liam, what do you like?
The same, but I'm just realizing that we're doing the same. Could have been a quick copy and paste job.
Did you type it out fully?
I totally did. Well, actually, I had dry assists last game. So I just tucked that out.
Can I change mine?
No.
I want to throw money line in it.
You can do what you want.
I'm going to throw money line in it. It's +155.
I think it goes down.
That's not how that works.
+155.
Yeah.
You want to just bolt on another leg for
okay, fine. I don't. I'll keep it +115.
But like is the juice worth the squeeze at that point?
A lot of people asking me about how my money line ride it over with Rick is going. Tonight's the biggest wager I've ever placed in my life.
And they're breaking their golden rule, folks.
No. We said from the outset that we would go puck line. We said maybe Calgary, definitely Arizona, definitely San Jose. So
you are going puck line tonight?
Yeah, we're going puck line tonight. It's almost even money.
We have three more Betway challenges.
Almost even money, he says.
What? What's up?
The puck line is almost even money.
Yeah, the puck line tonight is...
Just put Drysdale's 2+ points.
It's -110.
+110.
It's -110.
Oh, man, that's
the puck
gross.
Line is -110.
I am nervous, but if this hits... Again, always bet responsibly. This is only my original $50.
Maybe a $500 air.
$513 would be the payout.
Okay. That's nice.
That'll be nice.
Yeah, you're not going to want to watch. You're not going to want to watch the game with me tonight. Again, it's only my original 50. That's how I have to look at it. I said I'm betting $50 because you're going to win six in a row.
It's not anymore.
Jay, don't say that.
It's much, much more.
Amber's probably listening. She's not going to be happy about any of this.
Amber, Tyler might lose $500 tonight.
No, I might lose out on $500. There's a difference. Only losing 200.
Yep.
Shit. Anyways, there you go. Shout out to our friends at Betway 19 plus. Please play responsibly. How many units asked Scott Aroni? It's a lot of units if you know me. So yeah, not great.
I thought it'd be half a unit.
Don't again, Amber's listening. Don't say shit like that.
Amber watches
every day,
every single day,
always.
Yeah.
She doesn't listen to real life.
I don't let her listen.
Probably a good idea.
I do think real life might be seeping into my family though. And that's not good because I don't like the person I am on real life.
I have to
show sometimes you, I say weird shit there.
I have to show just being you real. Something from real life yesterday. Not right now, because I can't let anybody else
hear. It's so funny, Jay.
I think I heard a little bit of it. I think it's Chalmers doing an OJ impression.
Yep. Yes.
I didn't hear what he said, but I just heard hello, X World. I did
from the show.
Dacky says live stream the reaction to the end of the game with that bet, Tyler. Sean says I want to go gambling with Tyler.
Oh,
with me and Rick, it'd be good. Betting is paying for entertainment. It's not losing anything. Bingo. This is just a very expensive evening of entertainment potentially, or it's going to be electric.
No food or wine.
Amber, Tyler, put the fence money on the line. You know what? If the Oilers win six in a row, that is 100% what I'm going to do with that money. I'm going to use it to buy a fence. That's smart. That's smart. Let's keep cruising along. Let's get to the menu for our friends at DoorDash. 25% off, zero delivery fees on your first order of $15 or more. That offer can be yours if you download the DoorDash app and enter the promo code NATION25, available to our listeners in Canada. Gentlemen, we got pre-gaming at 6 o'clock tonight and 7 o'clock tomorrow. So a double pre-game and weekend with Boardsy. Hey, baby.
Like I said, I finally discovered who Boardsy
is. It is a bit of a grind to figure out who all these random personalities are, but it's fun.
Think they are who they say they are. Just like I thought the Golden... I'm giving them the same credit I gave the Golden Knights. That I did give the Golden Knights. No longer.
New episode of Oilers Nation Radio going to drop later on this afternoon as well. Who's on postgame with you the next two nights here, Aaron?
I'm giving him a minute tonight. To play. Then I was tonight for sure.
Waz gets a Friday night call.
Waz is coming back after I snubbed him and pushed him out on Saturday.
His beef is with you, not with us.
That's fair.
Waz, Brett on Saturday.
All right. Waz and Brett, giddy up. Let's get into our keys to victory to move towards the end of the show. Again, 7 o'clock puck drop between the Oilers and Coyotes. Your keys to victory are brought to you by Sherwood Power Sports and Marine. Guess what? The grand opening is coming up next Saturday. We are 8 days away. So swing by the dealership right in the heart of Sherwood Park. You can't miss it with that all black exterior. Things get going at 11 o'clock. They roll until 3 for the grand opening. You can enter to win grand opening giveaways that include a Vamoose Ranger street e-bike, a portable power inverter generator, and a Tohatsu outboard motor. There's also going to be e-bike demos and bring the whole family. They'll have a kids fishing game, a s'more station, a pirate ship bouncy castle. I like that they put specifically in there, not just a bouncy castle. It will be a pirate ship bouncy castle.
Well, yeah. One of Crawford's favorite books is the pirate book. Yeah.
Oh, she'll lose her shit then.
I think we're coming.
Yeah, you better be.
I wonder
face what painting.
Fishing game will be.
Actually, no, we're totally coming.
Yeah.
I'm there.
I'll be there as well.
Buddy. I wonder if the fishing game will be in the pool.
Oh.
With real fish.
We shouldn't make promises about that. We shouldn't make promises about that.
This is all speculation, folks.
All speculation. The pirate ship, though, that is legit. Barbecue and refreshments to fuel your day as well. So bring the family down to Sherwood Power Sports and Marine. See me, CJ. It's all happening next Saturday, April 20th. Keys to victory this evening, gentlemen. What do you got? I'll let you guys go first because I'm still trying to drum one up.
For me, it's very simple. As we've alluded to many times on the broadcast today, the Coyotes can score.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just limit our mistakes tonight. Don't give them reduce the amount of opportunities because they capitalize on that. But I'm okay with a certain level of mistakes because I need over 7.5.
Okay. A comfortable amount of mistakes. Commit a comfortable amount of errors. Yes. Makes sense.
I'll just say kind of similar to Jay, I guess, just be structured. Mm-hmm. Like, and you should be able to beat this team.
Yeah.
Handedly. By 7.5 goals.
So why you go -2.5, you cowards?
Nope. Be +130.
Yeah, it's not even juice. That's why I went over 7.5. I'm like, the only like that's the only thing that was gonna produce any kind of juice.
+135.
It is. Oh, that's gross.
You can go all the way up on Betway to -4.5 at 7-1.
I did that once.
Ooh.
And it was actually against the Coyotes, but it's because the Oilers had to make a statement game, and I think they kicked the crap out of them 7-1.
+575 to win every period.
I don't like
$200 on that.
I'm not, Jay. This is not a normal occurrence for me. I'm very nervous.
You could fly to space if you hit that.
Be like Elon Musk. My key to victory is going to be all four lines humming once again. They got a good performance from that third line with Holloway, McLeod, and Perry. They were on the ice for 3 goals together. Carrick, Janmark, and Brown had themselves a good game. Drysdale, Hyman, and Nuge had themselves a solid game as well. The only line that got outshot was the second line with Henrik, Fogel, and Evander Kane. The shots were 7-3 for the Golden Knights. So I want to see a little bit more from that line and say all four lines. If you're humming tonight, this Arizona team will just not even be close to having enough for you. So that's going to be my key to victory tonight. You're still trying to survive, and it's life without Connor McDavid and all of that. But you need all four lines moving.
Yeah, totally. Yep. I'm going to say my key to victory actually is Matthias Ekholm.
Wow, what a beast he's been. Period. He knows.
Why is he not in the Norris discussion?
Because it's just not the award. That's my only argument.
But like, what is the award?
The award is which defenseman scored the most points this year.
Is it just that?
I think so. I think after Carlson won it, I think that was kind of...
No, but there's been defensemen that have won it that have not had the most points. So that's been proven wrong.
But Carlson had 100 points, right, last season?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And was like the worst plus minus in the league. So I think
okay.
That is
so because of one... So okay, so you're taking 1 year and now just setting that to the tone for the remaining...
Well,
life
who was
of the
last defenseman who
was Tyson Barrie was the leading scoring defenseman and did not win the Norris.
I was going to say, who was the last defenseman who was like not an elite scorer to win?
But like Ekholm is quietly becoming an elite scorer, and his plus minus is insane. Like he's not going to be like if he can get it, and I'd have to see the defensive scoring race. But like he's got to be in like the top 15.
He is the highest scoring even. Defenseman at 5-5 since the All-Star.
Like if you took plus minus and added points, I wonder like if that was a advanced stat.
Plus minus like, and added.
And like if you took your points and added your plus minus to it and like that was like a metric, I wonder where he would sit in the league.
He is 11th in even strength points this season with 40 and is plus 43. So that would be a combined total of 83. The guys who I'm looking that would be above him, Quinn Hughes would be at 94. So he'd be still 11 clear of him.
Yeah.
And I think that's that would be it.
But
Forsling's at 87. He'd be
so that's what I'm saying. He deserves to be like, should he win it? Maybe not, but he should be in the conversation, man. This guy, well, dude,
he's Bouchard's a defenseman. Bouchard's going to get more Norris votes than him.
I know, but he's like, look at the defensive impact this guy has had on our team. This is the guy we needed so bad. So bad. And he had a shitty start to the season. And look at the season he's put together.
I completely agree. Just luck. And I think it looks like the last defenseman to win the Norris, who is known for more defensive game, would have been Zdeno Chara in 2009. He finished 12th in league scoring with 50 points and won the Norris that year. In 2009, the leader had 19 goals. Mike Green led the league with 73 points in 68 games.
Yeah, and 30 goals. 31 too.
Goals.
Like that is a Herculean effort and almost should be worthy of it and still didn't do it. Big Z was shutting everyone down.
He finished second that year and Lidstrom was third.
Like Ekholm is low key offensive and he's a defensive machine.
I completely agree. And I'm not
and
counting
for six
him out.
Point or 6 million bucks.
6 million.
Like that is like that's one of the best bargains we have on the team.
Probably the best. Not Draisaitl.
Draisaitl. You could argue Perry. Yeah. Argue, like because his cost is so low.
Mm-hmm. Just quickly,
I just think Ekholm needs more. So yep. You want to talk about underrated, like, and it's not. He's getting all this acclaim, but like, he deserves to at least be in the conversation.
I bet he'll get
his
some
body of work is insane.
Just quickly before we wrap it up, one more shout out to Sherwood Power Sports and Marine. The grand opening next week at their Sherwood Park spot. It is absolutely beautiful. We've been there before. I wanted to give some love to Sasky Oil Fan in the chat, who says they're going to be at Greta tomorrow night. I think they have like a busload of Oilers fans.
Busload of bunny hug wearing Sasky folk, Mike people. I love them.
They're hoping to see Connor Ingram tonight because they're coming out from his neck of the woods and they're going to be at Greta tomorrow night. And that right there is just a smart decision. Whether you're coming in from out of town, whether you're in town, going to the game, after the game, pre, post, during, their TV setup is elite. Greta is your spot this weekend. We always do our weekend recap on Monday. When you're doing your weekend recap around the water cooler on Monday, you'll have good stories if you go to Greta.
I was lucky to go tour the Greta in Toronto.
Sick.
Oh. Wow.
Is it two stories?
It's two stories. It is.
Games on both stories?
Massive.
Games on both stories?
Games on both stories.
Two stories, but you will have endless stories after your night there.
Boom. Oh, boom.
Oh boy, this guy should work in marketing.
Well, that on the wall.
Stock up on the pill, says Tyler Mulick. Do they have pills in Greta?
In Saskatchewan, probably. They have one.
They have Big Deal Brewing, which is a Pilsner type of beer.
Yeah, they have their Greta Blonde, which is really good as well. They have a ton of good beers out at Greta. Check them out this weekend. All right. That is a wrap on a Sherwood Ford Giant Game Day edition of the show. Big shout out to our pal Luke Gazdick for that. I wanted to ask him, it's Ryan Nugent Hopkins' birthday today. Happy birthday to the Nuge. I wanted to ask Gazdick for a Nuge story and I forgot. That's on me. I'll wear that.
Next time he's on, remember to ask.
Drop
next time he's on.
Drop the ball.
Because I would like to hear his answer.
Yeah, I'd love to hear a good Nuge story from Gaz. All right, yeah. Thanks everybody in the YouTube chat for tuning in. Remember, pre-gaming coming up tonight at 6, tomorrow at 7 with Board Z, as the Oilers have a set of two games that will decide where they finish in the Pacific Division. Enjoy the hockey. Enjoy the weekend. We'll be back on Monday. Chat with you then.